Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord.
Have you open your Bible with me to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We'll begin reading in verse 25. Here we read, "A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Here we read of a certain woman. In this large crowd of people, no doubt there were many women that passed by the Master that day. Possibly many that were sick. But here we're told of a certain woman. Her name's not even mentioned. Unlike Lydia, Mary, Martha, and other of God's elect women mentioned in the Scripture, and though we don't know her name, God does. Her name being written in the book of life. Paul, writing to the Philippian church, he said this. He said, "I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are written in the book of life." She's known of Almighty God. And this certain woman, she's an object of God's mercy. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with long suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted for destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared to glory? A certain woman, known of God, not a vessel of wrath, but a vessel of mercy. Look at verse 25. "A certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now her condition would have made her unclean by the law. And this is a picture of sin. She is a sinner. Leprosy, blindness, this woman's issue of blood. These ailments in Scripture, they had no natural cure. And only Christ, only the Lord Jesus Christ can heal. Only the Lord Jesus Christ could make her whole. Sin has no natural cure. Man's efforts, man's methods, man's work cannot save. Only God can save a sinner. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son." I can't help think of that infant out there in the field, cast out in the open field. Turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 16. Look beginning with verse 1 of Ezekiel 16. "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, or swaddled at all. None I pity thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out into the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. Oh, but this infant's not left there. Look at verse 6. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee when thou wast in thy blood, live. You see that? This one polluted in their own blood. Right? And the Lord passed by. He said, one command, live. Live. Not would you make a decision. Not would you let me into your heart. Not if you just put it all together, you can do this. No. He speaks the word of life, just as he did to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Well, this certain woman with an issue of blood, she's a sinner. She had this issue of blood for 12 years. Let me ask you, how long would you seek salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ? Huh? This woman, 12 years like her, 18 years like that woman in the synagogue whom the Lord healed on the Sabbath. Or maybe 38 years, like that impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. To look to anything or to anyone apart from Christ is to look to a physician of no value. That's what Job said. He said they're forgers of lies and physicians of no value. Look back at our text again at Mark chapter 5, verse 26. We read, she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather she grew worse. My friends, this is a picture of false religion. Huh? Isn't this a clear picture of it? We'll go over to this place for a little while. Maybe we'll go down to the other church for a little while. All promising great things. But my friends, obeying the law, there's no life there. Huh? To seek justification by the law, to seek acceptance because of your church membership with God is not going to happen. No peace or no pardon is found in the law. Two things are found in the law, condemnation and guilt. Huh? She suffered many things of many physicians. We read that she spent all that she had. Religion, false religion, will drain a man or a woman dry. Huh? And what's the result? Isaiah said this. He said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, your labor for that which satisfieth not? She was nothing the better. In fact, she grew worse. Turn to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Look beginning with verse 13. This is our Lord speaking, and he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Those were the religious men of that time. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in as well. You won't preach the truth, and you'll discourage men from hearing the truth. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you devour widows' houses for a pretense, making long prayers, wherefore you shall receive the greater damnation, taking money from others for their own benefit. Verse 15, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Not about It's not about God's word. It's about large crowds and drawing people in and how many people they can say they led to the Lord. Listen, salvation is of the Lord. And false religion, it makes men twofold more the child of hell than when they began. Well, false religion tells you what you can and cannot do. Huh? The Lord says what He's done, what He's accomplished. Let's read on here. Let me ask you this. Have I stopped sinning enough? Huh? Have I done enough good works? Have I given enough? Twofold more the child of hell than when you began. No better. This woman was no better, but rather she grew worse. Well, Mark chapter 5, verse 27. Here's some good news. Here we read. This is my third point. When she had heard of Jesus. Huh? Listen, I don't know when she heard. I don't know how she heard. But it says she heard of Him. Huh? The Scriptures declare this. This certain woman. This woman with an issue of blood. This sinner who had tried everything and spent everything to rid herself of this ailment and only grew worse. She heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking back in this first chapter, these first few chapters of the book of Mark, I read and I wonder, when did she hear of Him? What had she heard of Him? Huh? Could it have been in chapter 1 after our Lord had baptized? Or was baptized, and it says the heavens opened up and the Spirit descended like a dove upon Him, and a voice came from heaven saying this. Think about this. Almighty God spoke from heaven and said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Huh? Maybe she had heard the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Huh? Or how the Lord Jesus Christ had spoke saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Or of that leper, maybe there at the end of chapter 1. Remember what he said? He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole. How the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to him and he said, I will. Be thou clean. And we read immediately. He wasn't put on a waiting list. Immediately, the leprosy was departed from him. And that man went out and he began to tell everybody in town about what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for him, to the point that the Lord couldn't even enter into the city. Huh? She had heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 2, our Lord entered into Capernaum, and there was so many in and around that house where he was preaching that four men carried a man sick of palsy up onto the rooftop and opened the lid of that roof and let the fella down. And the Lord Jesus Christ spoke these words. Only He can. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Maybe she heard how those scribes and Pharisees had murmured and said, How is it that this man eateth with publicans and sinners? And the Lord replied, and He said this, The whole need not a physician. Huh? Who needs a physician? They that are sick. Well, I'm sick. Could there be mercy? Oh, could there be mercy for me? The Lord said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. She had heard of Jesus. Maybe she heard how in Chapter 3 in the book of Mark. How that man with the withered hand. Now you think about that. The Lord told him. He had that withered hand and the Lord told him, Stretch forth now thy hand and it'll be as restored just like the other. And that happened, didn't it? Huh? With the command comes the power. In chapter 4 we read that our Lord's sovereign power over His creation. Huh? When that great storm arose and the waves beat on that ship, and that ship was filling up with water, and the Lord was sleeping. He lay there sleeping on a pillow. And his disciples came and cried, and they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? How the Lord arose, and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and he said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and we read that there was a great calm. This woman, with this issue of blood, she had heard of Jesus. Maybe she heard how the Lord had healed that man of the Gadarenes. This man lived among the tombs. A wild man with an unclean spirit. A man that could not be bound with chains. You know, that's what religion does. False religion. They'll find something for man to do. They'll bind him with chains. But listen, even though he's bound, it does not change what's in this sick and sinful heart. He couldn't be bound with chains. He cut himself with the stones. And we read that no man could tame him. How the Lord Jesus Christ crossed his path in love and mercy. When the people came out, they'd heard something going on here, and they came out to see what had happened. Others had heard, and what did they see? They found this man sitting, clothed, in his right mind, desiring to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, sitting at his feet. Maybe she'd heard what was written in the Old Testament concerning him, of his humiliation and of his suffering over there in Isaiah 53. Could it be she had heard these things about Christ and asked herself, oh, could there be mercy? Could there be mercy for me? The old hymn writer wrote this, depth of mercy, can there be mercy still reserved for me? Oh, this certain woman, with an issue of blood, this unclean sinner, she'd suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all that she had, and she was no better. She grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, when she heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He is God. When she heard of His power to save, His sovereign power over all things, His power to heal those in even the most desperate of conditions, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would suffer and die for the sins of His people. Listen, that He would be made sin. Made sin. When she heard of Jesus. Are you listening right now? The Scriptures say this, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Have you heard? Have you heard of Him? In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, we read, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on Him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good joy. When she heard of Jesus. Listen, we read on here in our text, she came in the press behind Him. She came humbly, and touched His garment. For she said, if I may but touch His clothes, I shall be whole. She came by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to believe Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Brother Henry wrote this in one of his commentaries in Hebrews. Just listen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. To be without faith is to be without Christ. Christ who is our peace. Christ who is our righteousness. The Lord Jesus Christ who is our sanctification. And there are two fundamental things in this passage. He that cometh to God, only in Christ, we only approach God in the Lord Jesus Christ, must believe that God is. Not just that there is a God, but that God is who he says he is revealed in the Scripture. That he's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as he's revealed in his Word. He's holy, eternal, unchangeable. He's love, he's mercy, he's truth. He's the God of creation, the God of providence, and the God of all grace. He must believe that he will fulfill every promise and purpose toward believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one way to seek God, and that's in Christ. True faith believes that God will give us all that the Lord Jesus Christ has purchased. Why did Noah build that ark? He believed God. What about Abraham? Scriptures say he believed God. Over and over in the Scriptures, men believe, women believe. Paul and Silas, they told that prison guard. Remember that desperate prison guard about to take his life? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This woman, this certain woman, she believed God. This is the record. God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. I've written these things that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. She believed that he was able to heal her, that he was able to do what man could not do. What she could not do for herself. That he was able to make her whole. If I can just touch his garment. Listen, there's no other hope. No other help. There's a song, reach out. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Now look at Mark chapter 5, verse 29. We read, and straightway. That word means immediately. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Verse 30. And the Lord Jesus Christ, immediately, knowing in himself that virtue, that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and he said, who touched my clothes? Consider this transaction. Consider that great transaction in which the Lord Jesus Christ was made sin for his people. Think about this. Made sin. He was made sin for his people. And his people, in return, are made the very righteousness of God in him. Verse 31. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging. I think they mocked him a little bit here. You see this great crowd, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around about to see who had done this thing. Listen, let there be no doubt. He knew who had touched him. He knows all of his sheep. He knows them by, he knows the very hairs of our head. He knows his sheep. But the woman, verse 33, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. Salvation, it's a work for us, but it's a work in us. What was done in her. She, knowing what was done in her, listen, in that throng of people, that great gathering of all those that were there, there were only two that knew what happened here. This thing of salvation, it's a matter between the Savior and the sinner. And it's going to be dealt with right here. I'll tell you now they were the only two knew about it right then, but I promise you, it wasn't a secret thing for long. If Christ dwells in a man or a woman or a young person, That can't be hid. Huh? And he must be confessed. Back in verse 33, it said, knowing what was done in her, she came and she fell down before him and told him all the truth. Huh? The scripture says this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Huh? And here we have a public confession. Believers publicly confess their Savior. Believers' baptism. Huh? It's the answer. Scripture say it's an answer of good conscience toward God. And when a believer is baptized, they're identifying him with him in his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, verse 34, he said unto her, daughter. Oh, boy, that's an endearing term, isn't it? Huh? What's he saying there? Daughter, you're mine. You're mine. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. For 12 years, this woman must have wrestled with a multitude of things concerning her condition. Oh, but listen, at some point, we read here, a certain woman, huh? A particular woman with an issue of blood. This poor, lost, sick, sinful woman, unjust and undone. This woman who had spent all that she'd had, and she'd tried everything. Maybe you can say that as well, huh? Had tried everything. But boy, something happened here in this passage of Scripture. We read she heard of Jesus. She heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she said this, if I can, just touch his garment. She believed what she had heard of him was true, didn't she? Huh? And by faith, she reached out and touched him. And then we read that she was made perfectly whole. And she confessed him publicly. And his command to her and to every believer is this, go in peace. Aren't we thankful for his word? May God be pleased to bless his word to our hearts.